Ronnie, thanks very much. And now, as we mentioned, Bobby Rainey is talking with the media. We'll stick a microphone in and listen in on the conversation.
Your position to score.
Obviously, you guys have run into some good fronts lately. Is that the reason the running game has struggled so much this month?
No, that's not the reason. Like I say, majority of that is on me or whatever. And we basically got to keep at it, keep working hard and doing the things we're supposed to do. And I got to do a better job on my part for making the offensive line and stuff right.
Bobby, even with the struggles, under 10 minutes to play, you're down by 7. Kind of another key turnover with Mike Lennon fumbling the football.
Well, like I say, it still goes back to my fumble, though. We wouldn't be in that position playing down if I wouldn't fumble the ball the first time. And like I said, I got to do a better job of securing the ball.
You guys had 85 yards on your touchdown drive, the second possession, and then just match that with 85 the rest of the game. Did anything change in terms of the Rams' front?
Not really. We basically, like I say, it goes back to us. It's not them. It's us, which they did a great job of playing their defense. But at the same time, we do what we're supposed to do, and we're still able to do the thing that we want to do.
Bobby, we're live here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Hey, can you?
For one, it's securing the ball. Protecting the ball, and I didn't do a good job of that at all. And like little things like that. Well, that was not little; it was major things. Can't do anything without the ball. So,
Bobby, we're live here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. There was struggle again today to sustain drives in the second half. What were you guys not doing well enough? How much credit do you give to the Rams on that part of it?
Well, the defenses that they was in at the time the play was called, they did a good job scheming. Really. They were just bringing more than one the guy that we can block or whatever, and they caught us in that a couple of times, which we got to do a better job at protecting. Well, I have to do a better job as well.
Is it a frustrating situation to be within a score again a couple of different times with the ball and not be able to put the drive together that could potentially tie the game when you've had success doing that, especially in the first half?
Right. It's very frustrating when you're not doing the thing that you know you're capable of doing, period. And it's just something that you had, like, you got to have a short memory in this game and just keep moving forward and keep trying to get better at every down, really play one down at a time. You can't keep worried about what had happened last down. But, yeah, it's very frustrating, though, not be able to do the thing that you want to do or capable of doing.
Bobby, thank you. Again, frustration is one word to describe it, as the inability to get touchdowns in the second half cost this team. Here the end result is a 23-13 victory for the Rams, with the Rams kicking 3 field goals after the game was 14-13. And, again, we will go back to the studio here to Ronnie Lane. Ronnie?